Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A Central Valley celebration of Latinx cartoonists, animators, artists, creators is returning to Modesto this weekend. The Latinx Comic Arts Festival seeks to expand educational opportunities and develop programming for Latinos and other underrepresented populations, especially when it comes to the creative arts. Now in its fifth year, the festival returns to Modesto Junior College, which is itself a Hispanic-serving institution with over 50% of the student body identifying as Latinx. The two-day event, which runs tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, includes dozens of workshops, discussion panels, and even a lowrider exhibit. Dr. Teresa Rojas is the festival's director and also professor at the college and joins us now with a preview of what people and comic fans can expect. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much, Vicky. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, Professor Rojas, this isn't your first time on Insight talking to us about the Latinx Comic Arts Festival, but can you give us a little bit of history if this is a listener's first time learning about it, how it started and how it's grown?
First of all, I did not expect to be doing year five of the Latinx Comic Arts Festival, so I'm very excited. And it's a great origin story because it begins with just a single cartoonist visiting us back in 2018. Rafael Navarro was our visiting author. And one of the reasons I invited him up is because he has this amazing talent where he draws while he tells stories. And so he can multitask in this way that's just fascinating. It's magical, actually. And we had a public display of this, and he talked about being born in Mexico and growing up in Los Angeles, and just his story of working in comics. And people did not want to leave. The students did not want to leave that evening. And it led to a conversation about what we could do. And we invited the Latino Comics Expo that was created and run by a couple of friends of mine. And I co-directed that event in 2019 here on campus where we hosted it. And it was amazing. It was the most well-attended Latinx-centered event in the history of the college. So that told me something. There was a gap there. There was a need. And so I jumped in. I reached out to my dean, Jillian Daly, and I said, I want to do this comics convention thing. And she said, I don't know exactly what's all involved, but you do it if you want to do it. And it launched from there. But we were ready in 2020 for our first Latinx Comic Arts Festival. March of 2020, the week before, we got shut down. And, you know, the world got shut down. So it was very dramatic, very emotional. But I realized that people were doing things online. So I learned how to use Zoom. I learned how to stream. And we did a very small 4 hours of programming, 4 or 5 hours of programming online. And that went super well. It was well received. We sent out packets of things to students. And we came back in 2021 with a full festival online. It was madness. It was 15 hours of programming, including a walkthrough of a virtual gallery, an art gallery. We had panels. We had pre-recorded things. We had live things. And it was me doing tech support for myself and hosting, so that was crazy. But it was wonderful because we realized that, okay, as soon as we can come back in person, we need to keep, every time I said I was gonna take a break, no. We came back in person in 2023, that was our masked year. So we had lots of COVID rules and still we had tons of people coming out. And so last year, 2022
and 2020. You've been in person.
21.
Yes, correct.
Dang it. I usually tell this story so well. So we had our 2021 was the 15 hours of programming. 2022 was our masked year. Last year, we were back fully in person, full events, lowrider show on Saturday. And that broke attendance records. So that again is the sign that we need to keep going. So yeah. This is year five now, and we have our full programming. We have workshops, panels on Saturday. We have the lowrider exhibit on Saturday, and we have almost 70 exhibitors, so 70 comic arts folks.
That's great. So when it comes to like this being in Modesto, when I think of like, you know, Comic-Con, for example, it's usually like these bigger urban cities. I mean, Modesto is a city, of course. It's a sizable one. It's in the Central Valley. Each place is unique in its own demographic and its advantages. What does a comic arts festival add to a place like Modesto?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that, because I think it's kind of the reverse for me. What does Modesto add to a comics convention is the way I look at it, because I've been here for 8 years now. And what I've realized is that Modesto is very artful. It's extremely artful. We've got a growing mural community. We've got all kinds of really cool arts going on. And so this is a way to invest in this sort of intersection of comics creation and the community. So there's a hunger for it. And so here it is. And it's a very diverse event that lets folks see our students and our community see their own faces reflected in the creators.
Yeah. I mean, I think with a lot of industries, but also when you're looking at comic books, I mean, it has also received some, you know, just historically, you know, it's mostly white or male, you know, straight characters. And that has changed in recent years as well. That is evolving. And this Latinx Comic Arts Festival is part of that evolution and part of that change. A big piece of this are attracting people to be part of this exhibit. How do you attract people to come to Modesto and, you know, have them feel comfortable and welcome and so that they have a fun time so they'll want to come back next year?
That's a very important part of what we do. So it's a curated show, which means that we don't just put a general call out. We call back our former exhibitors and see who's interested in coming back. And we kind of listen to see what the response is to different creators. We see what the openings are. But I do a lot of outreach when I go to Comic-Con. I go to the big ones, and I talk about Modesto. And what's been happening is that I went to San Diego, for example, and LA Comic-Con this year, introduce myself, and they say, oh, you're the person who puts on the Modesto show. And I'm just like, how do you know the Modesto show? So what we're doing is we're cultivating this really positive energy. We're taking care of our exhibitors, which is not something that happens everywhere. And we're in a college, so our students are doing assignments that are related to comic arts and such. So our exhibitors get questions that are at a higher level. They have deeper conversations about their work. And so word spreads quickly that this is happening in Modesto. And so folks want to come here. I'm at the point where people are mad at me now because they're, you know, we don't have enough space. We have a very limited area. And so I think that's a great problem to have.
Yeah, you're the cool group. People want to be part of the Latinx Comic Arts Festival. In the last, you know, minute or so that we have in the show, if this is someone's first time, they're going to be heading down there. They want to take it all in Friday and Saturday. How do you recommend they do so?
They need to come on Friday and take a survey of everything. That's the slower day when there are more conversations happening. Longer conversations are possible. And then bring your friends and family and everybody else that you can gather for Saturday for the car show, for an expanded version of the thing. And you know, just come and have a good time and make sure to look around the whole space. Just really take it in and enjoy what you're seeing. Everyone's very friendly and extremely welcoming. And we are looking forward to welcoming everyone to Modesto this weekend.
And it's open to all ages?
All ages. It's absolutely free. It's family friendly. And so there are free parking even. I can't say free enough. So we want to create, you know, access, as much access as possible. And also to welcome folks to a college campus. For some people, it'll be the first time they've ever set foot on a college campus. So come and find me. Talk to me. I'm happy to talk about comics. I'm happy to talk about college. I teach ethnic studies and English.
Well, Teresa, as always, thank you for joining us. I'm happy what started as a little spark, you know, 5 or 6 years ago has manifested into a full-on comic arts festival that goes well beyond Modesto.
Thank you. And Vicky, I appreciate the work that you do so much. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And I really appreciate that as well. Dr. Teresa Rojas is a professor at Modesto Junior College and the director of the Latinx Comic Arts Festival. The event is in its fifth year and it returns to the college tomorrow, Friday, as well as on Saturday. We have more information on our Insight page, of course. And that is it for Insight today. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.